emails or apply to widely publicized startup pitching events? We have known founders who have sent their pitch decks to a database of hundreds of investors. They've chased investors with this spray and pray approach for a long time, but to no avail. Through this course, we will help you tackle the problem of investor access by first identifying relevant investors and second, mapping the right way to reach out to the identified investors. At the end of this course, you will be able to come up with a list of investors having the highest probability of investing in your business. So let's get started. We are sure that by now you've identified the stage of your business and the amount of funding that you need to raise. For simplifying the process of finding investors, refer to FundEnable Investor Matrix. With this tool, you will be able to identify active investors suitable for your sector and stage. You can visit www.fundenable.com and submit your pitch decks for further support on Investor Connect. Looking forward to seeing you in the next course. Bye. Why do investors invest in a venture? The simple no-brainer answer is returns. But private investments are extremely illiquid. What do we mean by that? If you have bought shares of a publicly traded company, with a click of a button, you can book your profits or your losses. You can easily exit. Whenever you are planning to go and meet an investor, be prepared to answer this. How are you going to give us an exit? As a founder, you need to be sure about this because the onus of investor exit is on the founder. So, what are the different ways in which you can provide an exit to the investor? This course explores various options and strategies to give a profitable exit to the investors. Most of you might be looking at raising your first round of capital